brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have a professor we've had on many times in the past, Michelle Kosadowski, professor up in Canada, the author of War and Globalization, and they have a great website that's even featured some of the articles I've written. Very intelligent man. They've got a big symposium going on very soon up in Canada that you'll want to visit if you're in the area, concerning 9/11. I wish I could go. I'm just too busy here doing the radio broadcast. Also, we'll tell you how to get that book a little bit later in the show. I just thought this morning, we need to get Professor Kosadowski on because of his incredible research. You know, he was talking about torture a long time before it was in our news, just like we've been doing, talking about 9/11 as well. I want to get into Richard Grasso being called a mafia chief by Elliot Spitzer, the Attorney General of New York. I want to talk about the military-industrial complex that is turning America and the world into its private cash machine at the expense of our lives and freedom. So joining us is Professor Michelle Kosadowski, and we will go to your calls early in this hour. Professor, good to have you on.
It's great to be on the show, Alex.
Tell us about your great website first.
Well, the website is globalresearch.ca, globalresearch.ca. It's essentially brings forth analysis on a daily basis, background research. We have quite a number of people who are regular contributors. And then we also publish a magazine which is called Global Outlook.
So, and it's excellent. It's not left or right. It's the truth.
Well, that's what we try to do, and we publish pieces from a broad spectrum of opinion, both right and left. Our main criterion, is it relevant? Is it relevant? Does it present the facts? And we try to provide a little bit of background. For instance, there was a whole issue on torture in Iraq. Of course, they call it prison abuse. Well, we just brought out a piece which was written almost 10 years ago by Gary Cohn and Ginger Thompson in the Baltimore Sun, which is it's the background of torture at CIA Battalion 316 in Honduras.
And that's, of course, Negroponte.
Absolutely. And the reason why we brought it out is that Negroponte has just been appointed so-called ambassador. I wonder to whom he's going to be presenting his credentials, because there is no government.
Well, look at Chalibi, another torture master from Iran and convicted bank robber. That's who they hire. These are their boys.
Well, that's right. Although Chalibi has a problem, because nobody really, it's unlikely that he could form a government with the kind of track record he has.
Well, that's why they're staging this ruse between Bush and him.
Well, I think so. We brought out a piece just a couple of days ago on the fact that Chalabi is essentially this raid on his house, where they said the U.S. forces attacked him and so on and so forth. This is a staged event, because essentially Chalabi is a creature of the CIA.
No one fired a gun. He's at the State of the Union. He's been trained to go in and take over. He staged the cutting down of the statue. He staged
Absolutely.
The little rallies. I mean, and this is staged, too.
Well, I
even told the
staged.
Associated Press.
I've looked at it from various angles. I think it's staged because they are accusing him of sharing intelligence with the Iranians. But in fact, when he goes to Iran, he goes there on behalf of the United States. And his advisor, Francis Brooke, reports directly back to Wolfowitz, and in fact Chalabi and Wolfowitz are buddies. I mean, they went to school in Chicago together, University.
Yeah, under Strauss. Tell you what, stay there. We'll come right back. I want to get into the torture. I want to get into the 9/11 Commission. I don't want to just get into the mass looting of the entire economy. And the government's saying we're going to have more terror attacks. I want to get your take on that, Professor.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet, sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I know we have callers holding. We'll get to your calls here real quick because it'll all tie in with our guest looking at the real geopolitical spectrum, the real landscape. He is Professor Michael Chasadosky up in Canada. He's going to be with us for the rest of the hour, even into the next, if he has time, when Paul Joseph Watson from England, one of our great analysts, joins us. So everybody that's patiently holding, Carlos and Brian and others, will get to your calls. Stay there. Professor Chasadosky, let's go through this in a focused fashion, because I have a tendency to get you, off into other tangents because I kind of have a scattershot approach. But
we all have a scattershot approach in this crazy world.
Exactly. There's so much going on. But first, I just want to state our government, the illegitimate elements of it, for 50 years have trained the world how to torture. It's admitted they ordered this torture. It is incredible that they will deny that they've now done this. So I want to ask you, the history of the torture briefly, and then why you think CBS brought this out at this time when we already knew about the torture and had photos and video that had been in the foreign press, and now where you think this is going. Then next I want to get into how the government's saying we will have huge terror attacks, we're going to have to take your rights, top generals talking about martial law. But let's get into torture first.
Well, I mean, if you look at the CIA torture manuals, all the ingredients of this torturing are there. I mean, the practice of making prisoners go naked is something which is actually goes back to the Spanish Inquisition. But I mean, if you look at Negroponte's background, the future ambassador, okay, so-called ambassador, what he did in Honduras and Nicaragua was to set up this intelligence unit known as Battalion 316. It was a CIA battalion, and the declassified documents pointed to the fact that the CIA was instrumental in training and equipping this battalion. They gave them the methods for actually torturing people. They used shock and suffocation devices in interrogations. Prisoners were kept naked.
And that's the copper green manual of the torture chair submerging you in water.
Yeah, well, I haven't done all the research on this. I'm just quoting from some of the documents we've posted. I think the other thing, which is of course very indicting, is this Red Cross report, the International Committee of the Red Cross. We posted the complete document, the complete text, which was leaked to the Wall Street Journal. But there's something else which we followed carefully. You might remember that on April 8th, when they pulled down the statue in Baghdad, that same day they killed the ICRC representative, who happened to be a Canadian. It didn't make front page news. It wasn't front page news. They said that 6 vehicles of the Red Cross were caught in crossfire that day. But the Red Cross was collaborating with Iraqi health authorities, trying to bring first aid to civilians who were wounded in the hospitals, and everything points to the fact that they actually shot at the Red Cross.
Well, Professor, we have Associated Press mainstream articles on the Newswire, never in the paper, where our troops were ordered to target journalism.
They targeted
in the Baghdad hotel Reuters reporters with an Abrams tank. They were ordered to kill them.
Well, that happened also on April 8th or thereabouts. I mean, that's exactly what they were doing. They had these embedded journalists, and then they said, well, let's go and kill whoever isn't embedded with us. We kill them. And they did that. And they also killed the Red Cross rep, who was in charge of logistics. And as a result of that, the International Committee of the Red Cross, which monitors war crimes and detention of POWs, significantly reduced their presence in Iraq in the wake of April 8th, which was the time when the troops came in to so-called liberate Iraq. So
let me stop you right there since you brought that up. I want to digress out of torture for a moment. They appointed this 300-something member group. Now they're going to appoint another group, and they go, quote, our appointees will have autonomy. But if you work for me, you don't have autonomy. And that's exactly what they've done, and they call this democracy when no one's elected. Now Bush says, well, we'll have a general election later. The question is, will Diebold, run that?
Well, I mean, this idea of installing democracy in countries under occupation is a big farce. I mean, we saw what happened in Afghanistan when Hamid Karzai, who was actually selected by the so-called international community at a meeting in Germany, and then all of a sudden he becomes prime minister and then president of a country, and it just so happens he's a former employee of Unocal Corporation, and he worked with the CIA.
But he also worked with
the Taliban. So
this was the equivalent of the Germans installing a Croat government in Croatia in World War II.
I think that it's in fact a little bit more crude in a sense, okay? Because you're installing money launderers and Shalabi is a money launderer, Hamid Karzai is the same. I mean, these guys they're criminals. So the criminals are overshadowed by the big criminals, the war criminals who sit in the White House and the Pentagon.
Okay, let's shift out of the answer the question on me, and I want to get your take on the torture.
Yeah.
I think CBS brought these out on purpose as a political distraction, then to bring out the Berg beheading, to legitimize all of this. I mean, they've had all this forever. Why did they now decide to bring this out?
Well, that, maybe those images would get out in any case. That's one interpretation. But certainly I think that right now, the people are pulling the strings behind the scenes, which is the military industrial complex. I mean, it's Lockheed Martin calls the shots on U.S. foreign policy. Well, perhaps they've decided that this guy, George W. Bush, has spent his time in the White House, and he's only going to be an embarrassment for the next election, and we'd rather not put our eggs into one
basket. And besides, this will make the international community look good to punish Bush, when really it was the international community that was involved in all of this, using us as the puppet. And Kerry says he's going to stay in Iraq. Kerry agrees with all the policies.
Absolutely. I mean, Kerry is going to ensure continuity. I think we have to understand that these guys are puppets. They don't actually... perhaps Bush is more of a puppet than Kerry, but ultimately when Kerry gets into the White House, if he gets into the White House, he will be subjected to the same, the same controls, the same pressures from the CIA.
Let me stop you again. You talked about organized criminals. Here's USA Today today. Ugly court battle could do collateral damage in the Richard Grasso case. Spitzer's 54-page lawsuit, New York Attorney General, filed Monday, makes Richard Grasso look more like a mafia boss than the head of the world's largest stock exchange, and he ordered his employees to give him $200 million. I mean, that's to give you an idea of the type of people we're dealing with. And in 99, Grasso went down and told the FARC in Colombia, invest your money with us or we're going to invade you. That was in Reuters, and then it happened, Professor.
Yeah. I haven't followed the case, but I think the thing about criminalization, when we have people in, let's say, in high office who are committing war crimes, okay, not petty crimes, war crimes, they're violating the Geneva Convention, that they're ordering the torture of civilians, they are violating the Nuremberg Charter and so on. But ultimately, these people also decide who are the war criminals from their point of view, and they set up the kangaroo courts, they send off people to Guantanamo, they arrest people whom they don't like, and so on and so forth. That is called the criminalization of the state. When war criminals have the legitimacy to decide who the war criminals actually are when they themselves are the war criminals. And I think that is what's happening
in
America.
Well, it's Bush saying we'll arrest anybody with Al-Qaeda ties. Nobody's got Al-Qaeda ties like Bush.
But, of course, he's the guy who has most Al-Qaeda ties, and all the other guys, Colin Powell, Richard Armitage, they all have Al-Qaeda ties. I mean, they were part of the Iran-Contra scandal and so on and so forth.
Chairman Keane has these ties.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, Professor, if you or I had this many ties, we would be at Guantanamo right now.
We'd be dead. But the thing is that the people who are sent to Guantanamo don't have ties to
and that's been in the L.A. Times. They just grab some innocent people to create the torture. Then they fly out the Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders out of Afghanistan because they work for the CIA.
But exactly, and that was the basis when Seymour Hersh revealed his getaway. The actual so-called enemy combatants, people who were actually fighting when they occupied Afghanistan in late October of 2001, the actual Al-Qaeda fighters were liberated. They were airlifted to Pakistan, and so they had to fill the concentration camp in Guantanamo with civilians, and in fact that is the diabolical plan, is that the actual Al-Qaeda fighters which are created by the CIA, we know that, they were flown out of Afghanistan.
And then the mainstream media admits it, but says it was an accident, Professor.
Yeah, no, the mainstream media admits it because it came out in Seymour Hersh's article in The New Yorker. But the thing is that Seymour Hersh, which I think is a great guy, he doesn't push the analysis further and say, well, who are these people in Guantanamo? the people
I'll tell you
at Guantanamo.
What, stay there. We got a break. We'll come back, take a few calls. Then I want to get into these terror attacks they say that are going to happen. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley, grass seed, and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some 2-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
If you have a question or a comment for Professor Michelle Chasadosky from Canada at globalresearch.ca, you're welcome to call in at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Professor, in the next segment, I want to get into the government saying there will be massive terror attacks, we're going to put troops on the streets, it's all for your own good. I want to get into the 9/11 Whitewash Commission and the symposium you guys are putting on up in Canada exposing this. But first, let's go ahead and take a couple calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Texas. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Of course, you heard about the explosion at the chemical plant this morning, right?
No, I didn't. I was talking about it, though, how the feds were probably going to pull something. Where was it?
I believe it was in Georgia. And
well, now, chemical plants do have explosions, do have problems. That does happen, but the government's been saying we're going to have lots of these all over, but then what they do is they tell the police it's terror, but don't tell the public to create this underground fear in the establishment. Professor?
Well, I haven't. I saw the news about this explosion, but I don't think we can really. I'm not sure whether I can.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Right now.
Give us the details of what you saw, Brian.
Well, I haven't got very much on it, except that they expect the fire to burn for at least for the next 12 hours, and it was at a chlorine plant. But I had a question about for the professor about the we have down here a wildlands project, and I was wondering if the professor had heard anything like that for Canada as well.
Out of the professor's expertise, the land grab stuff going on.
Oh, the land grab, you mean land which is grabbed by what?
Big banks are behind a large portion of the phony environmental movement involved in taking people's private property. Any comments on that?
Well, I'm not sure whether I can address that. I know that this is taking place, but I haven't done research on it, unfortunately.
All right. Thanks for the call, Brian. Rich in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, praise Jesus, Alex, my brother in Christ. You know, the Bible says the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I appreciate what your professor's saying. He's a knowledgeable guy, and we need to hear a lot from people like that. Suggestion I have for you, buddy Alex, is that every time you use the phraseology, the New World Order, you would add satanic in front of it and call what it is a satanic New World Order.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me get a response from the professor on that. We know about Skull and Bones. We know about Bohemian Grove. We know that many of the elite are involved in bizarre activities. And even if you don't believe in God, you should be concerned that these people do and they believe in the bad God. And this really is going on. Have you done any research into Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove?
Well, I mean, I'm familiar with Skull and Bones, and I'm familiar with all the various, secret societies like the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission. Of course, the Council on Foreign Relations up to a point is also a secret society.
Well, what part does this all play in your research?
Well, I mean, inevitably, people plan the New World Order. These are very powerful people. They're heads of corporations, the CIA, the military, and so on. And they meet behind closed doors. And to say that it's not a question of looking at it from the point of view of conspiracy. There are military actors, they're financial actors, and they do consult. I'll give you an example, which virtually nobody knows about. On the 6th of August of last year, which was Hiroshima Day, there was a secret meeting in the Offutt Air Force Base where they called in the military-industrial complex and the nuclear industry and said, guys, let's define nuclear war together. They privatized nuclear war. And they also subsequently, in a Senate decision, they decided to more or less give a green light to use the tactical nuclear weapons as conventional weapons in conventional war theaters, so that there was a very major decision on essentially recategorizing nuclear weapons, which was taken in a secret meeting with the private sector and some very powerful people.
Now they're saying even in minor conflicts they may use nuclear weapons. Oh, it's no big deal. It's good for you.
Well, exactly. But I mean, to sell that idea to the public, first of all, well, to sell it also to the scientific community.
Well, it's like depleted uranium.
Yeah, you have to do a little bit of plotting behind closed doors. And these guys do meet, and they do plot, and they do.
We got a break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, more of your calls coming up here in just a few minutes at 800-259-9231. We're talking to Professor Michael Chasidowski. And, Professor, before we go back into the news, I want to talk about these upcoming terror attacks and, you know, the globalist big plan, what the world will be like from your research if they succeed, and then ways to stop them. But before we do that, tell folks about yourself, where you're a professor, the book you've written, Global Research, the website, the magazine. Tell us about it.
Well, I teach at the University of Ottawa, which is Canada's capital. I've been there for quite a number of years, actually teach economics, and more recently got involved in more in foreign policy issues. I've been researching Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden for at least 10 or 12 years, I would say probably since the late 80s. We now run a website, which is globalresearch.ca, and we have a magazine, which is called Global Outlook Magazine, which you can order. You can order this through a 1-800 number, which is...
It's also on some newsstands in Austin.
That's correct, yeah.
So it's on newsstands.
Our distribution isn't very good, but in any case, it's 1-888-713-8500. That's our phone number. Or you can go online to globalresearch.ca.
And we'll give that phone number out again.
1-888-713-8500.
Also coming up, you're going to have a 9/11 symposium.
Yeah, the 9/11 symposium is starting on Thursday. There's some, in fact, it's already started with films and audio and video material. And it's going to last until Sunday. So I will be attending the opening session on Thursday morning, presenting the.
And where is that?
That's being held in Toronto at the Ukrainian Center. If they go to our website, there's a link to the program.
Yeah, certainly a lot of key stuff. People should attend that. Now, I want to get into, did you see U.S. News and World Report where they said the White House tells us we will have massive attacks? Then we've got all these top generals saying martial law is good and the next step. And I mean, they're really...
Yeah, well, I've been following that from the statement of Tommy Franks in Cigarra Ficcionado. He said, and it's a disturbing statement, he said... that there's going to be a terror attack on U.S. soil.
And we're going to set aside the Constitution for a military government.
Yeah. Essentially, that's what he says, and it's a very strong statement.
Did you see what Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, said to the L.A. Times?
No, I haven't seen that, no.
Yeah, it didn't get as much attention. He said, look, you know, the Pentagon is watching you. We are going to have troops on the streets, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, essentially what these people are saying, because it also comes up in Tommy Frank's statement, he talks about a massive casualty-producing event, which I'll quote. I have the quote in front of me. Frank's he identifies a scenario whereby, in fact, military rule could be established, and he says, quote, a terrorist massive casualty-producing event will occur somewhere in the Western world, it may be in the United States of America, that causes our population to question our own constitution and to begin to militarize our country in order to avoid a repeat of another mass casualty-producing event.
So he tells us the solution is to go into a military dictatorship.
Well, he's saying essentially that the solution to preserve democracy is military dictatorship, and he says that if there is a mass casualty event, or even a red coat alert, well, obviously then the country closes down and it goes into.
And so that's what all of this is. And again, in our constitutional republic, big difference between that and pure democracy. This is anathema. I mean, it's the opposite. It's like antimatter.
Well, absolutely, but the thing is that they've already, it's not something which should be excluded, because a number of analysts have actually said, yes, it will happen.
Well, look, Professor, I've been covering the police state for 10 years, and they've been drilling to take over our cities, take over our towns, arrest citizens, put us in work camps. The executive orders have been there for 30 years. And now they're really making their move, and they're saying we will have massive attacks this year. I mean, that's the White House, U.S. News and World Report. We know who's going to be behind it, who has the motive. What's your response to that, and what should our response politically be to it?
Well, I find it extremely disturbing because, first of all, I know that the so-called outside enemy, which is Al-Qaeda, is fabricated by the CIA. So if they're saying that Al-Qaeda is going to attack America... that means that they're behind Al-Qaeda. They are, in a sense, also planning or at least establishing the scenario of those massive casualty-producing events. It's very disturbing. And when somebody like Tommy Franks makes that statement, which he made to a magazine, which is pretty, it's called Cigarra Ficcionado. It's an entertainment magazine, but then he was quoted. It means that he's making that statement not as an individual, but as a member of the military. So,
well, he's making it to condition us so that we will accept it. That magazine goes out to all the white collar executives.
Yeah, right. Okay, but I mean, he's also he's
it's an acclamation.
He illustrates the talking points within the military The fact that this kind of stuff is already on the agenda, they're saying, well, you know, we must envisage the scenarios for massive casualty-producing events.
And then I've looked,
there's another thing, is all these exercises which were conducted under the auspices of Homeland Security. They had anti-terrorist exercises which took place about a year ago, and they look at procedures. What happens, let's say, when you have a red code alert? In effect, the country.
The quote was from Sid Casperson, the head of FEMA in New Jersey and Gannett News Service. He said, "Under a red alert, virtually all liberties are stripped. You are an enemy combatant. You're not allowed to leave your home." Then the Washington Post said they're going to take all of our children out of the public schools and not let us have them.
Yeah, well, there were many statements, and I think that Tom Ridge went on record and he said, if we go to red code alert, we close down the country. That's what he said. I mean, and what he means by that, essentially, that the whole civilian governmental system is replaced by a military regime, and they have the procedures under FEMA to do it.
So we've built this giant military-industrial complex, the shadow government. It's now publicly beginning the process of replacing what was left of the old republic.
Yeah, I think that is what's happening. Now, whether this will happen or not is anybody, it's, you know, there are various scenarios.
Well, yeah, here's the question. They'll do it if they think they can get away with it, but if we expose that they are the terrorists, then they can't go ahead with the program.
Well, but on the other hand, you always have John Kerry to ensure continuity. You see, this is a bogus democracy to start with. So whether it goes to military rule or whether we have the militarization of civilian institutions under a formally constitutional government, it doesn't really fundamentally modify things.
Yeah. So via the smokescreen of getting ready for it, they go ahead and implement it slowly.
Yeah, I would say that. And then you have this whole discussion on the repeal of the Posse Comitatus Act, which may sound very technical, but the Posse Comitatus Act, which was passed after the U.S. Civil War, the American Civil War, was a particular piece of legislation.
1876.
Yeah, 1876. It prevents the military from entering into the realm of domestic judiciary and police, but in effect they're doing it already.
I interviewed JAG officers. They said Posse Comitatus already had holes you could drive a Mack truck through in 96.
No, absolutely, absolutely. But they still want to make sure that act is repealed.
Here's an example. Bush now has this new Patriot Act. I call it 2.5 because they passed part of 2 back in December, not the whole thing, but now they've got Patriot Act 2.5, and there's a lawsuit. You know, it's a gag order when they're investigating you. Then there's a gag order on the ACLU lawsuit. So there already are lawsuits involved. They've already implemented Patriot Act 2 and Patriot Act 2.5, but then they're saying, oh, we've got to pass it. So they want to simply legalize the criminal activity they've been involved in.
Exactly. Because there won't be any more civilian courts.
Well, let me bring this up, and then we'll go to some calls, Professor. This is intriguing.
Unfortunately, we'll have to say goodbye because I have a couple of meetings this afternoon.
Okay, you've got to leave. You've got to leave right now.
Well, in the next 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll go ahead and take a few calls here in a second, and then let you go at the end of the hour. Now, getting back to this though, because this is important. I don't know if you hear American radio. U.S. radio up in Canada, but we have a bunch of national talk show hosts every day saying anyone that disagrees with the government is aiding terrorists and needs to be put in a forced labor camp. That's a quote. That's even on TV. MSNBC has a host that promotes that. My neighbors are starting to talk like this. This is a dangerous climate, Professor. All these federally funded TV shows are promoting torture now. So, what's your response to what I just said?
It sounds a bit like the Spanish Inquisition, actually, because they said it. I remember that during the Spanish Inquisition, it was illegal to defend the heretics because lawyers were immediately branded as terrorists, and anybody who was actually you know, anybody would say he was not a terrorist had to denounce five or six other people. Okay, it really, there's a whole history, but the Spanish Inquisition is really the basis of this kind of consensus. It creates an atmosphere of fear and intimidation. You remember that's in the British comic series Monty Python. They said, "Fear and surprise, fear and surprise. Here comes the Spanish Inquisition." Well, we're in that kind of mode. We're creating a situation where people are terrified by possible terror alerts. They expect the state will protect them, and then they will start. Then they have a 1-800 number, and they say, if there's anything fishy in your neighborhood, your neighbor isn't doing the right thing, call
out
this number.
And then, of course, there's no real terrorist to find. So then now Homeland Security and Public Service ads says, oh, we're now fighting crime. We're putting cameras up to fight crime, report crime, defend the homeland. So now there's this super national federal system running our local police, and now there's no real terrorists to find, so we're going to fight criminals.
Well, sure, and the irony, of course, is that the whole apparatus is under the, at least as far as the Total Information Awareness Program, is
under a convicted felon.
Yeah. Admiral Poindexter has a criminal record, and he's running the Big Brother data bank, which oversees 350 million people when there's only, you know, they're not more than 300 million people in America.
Okay, let's,
I mean, they've got more data files than they are people.
Huh. Let's go ahead and take a couple calls, and we'll let you get out of here, Professor. We got Paul Watson coming up.
Yeah.
Heather in Colorado. Heather, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the question that you asked your guest regarding why the information concerning the torture photos and the Nick Berg video was presented at this moment. Well, I think that considering, like, what the media does is that they give him a moral ethical conflict to the people. They present this to the population. And then they give you an exception to the rule in order to manipulate your moral values into accepting torture.
Yeah, they bring the torture out, then they bring the Berg out to legitimize it.
Right, exactly. And even though it's, like, fake and it's staged, it's still, and to some people it might be other hidden messages within the video and everything.
Well, let me bring this up to the professor.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. What is happening now, it's a terrifying process, is that public opinion, even going through this very biased media of CNN and NBC and CBS, okay, but particularly CNN, we see the images of the war and the killings and so on. We have the reports. We can read between the lines. And the propaganda process now is telling us, well, nothing here, folks. These people are evil. We have to kill them. And because if we don't kill them, they'll kill us. And then they start saying, well, it's all connected to 9/11 and these people are attacking America and so on and so forth. So that in effect what's happening is a propaganda campaign which is there to give a human face to torture. They don't call it torture, they call it prison abuse. They don't give it any historical perspective. They
raping women and beating people to death is torture. The
Absolutely.
Most severe forms of it.
Absolutely.
And so they're bringing out this debate, legitimizing it. Real quick, anything else, caller?
No, thank you. I just wanted to comment on your question.
All right, well, a great point that you made. I totally agree with you. Let's talk to Paul in Florida. Paul, go ahead. You're on the air with Professor Chalcedosky.
Yes, Alex. I'm a long-time listener, and I wanted to give you a heads up right now. I just cleared an area outside of Birmingham. I'm driving back to Florida on Highway 65. They shut down 65 at Highway 31, and there's a Fox News truck that was there with a scope way in the air, but Homeland Security, the Secret Service, the Alabama Bomb Squad had a big truck.
Are they running some type of drill?
No, it's not a drill. There's an 18-wheeler with its hood up, and it's got a blue container on the back of it that they're investigating. They've cleared about
Well, you say it's not a drill. I mean, I've been to 50 of these drills where they do just this and then never tell anybody it's a drill, all part of heightening the subconscious fear.
Yeah, well, it could be that, Alex, but I'm telling you that they've got a very big area in North Birmingham shut down right now.
Anything else?
Well, regarding the information that you're talking about right now, I think this could be another ploy right into it. You know, I think that the hype and the fear that they're spreading is doing that, trying to weaken us.
All right. Thanks for the call. Professor, any final comments?
Well, I mean, you know, this is the way people get intimidated into accepting the Big Brother mentality. They have roadblocks. They have terror alerts. They go around with helicopters. They did it last Christmas. And those terror alerts were fabricated. I mean, they knew right at Christmas that the terror alerts were fabricated.
And they said it's going to continue through New Year's.
Yeah, exactly. And the French police authorities had proven that they were fabricated, and they were fabricated by the CIA.
And well, so, 2 years ago, the CIA and FBI came out and said we've been ordered to issue fake terror alerts. Thanks for joining us, Professor. God bless.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're just trying to get you to think, my friends. Paul Watson's coming up, and we'll get into Bush's speech and the latest Berg developments, you name it. Before I go to Paula and Joe and others that are patiently holding, though, I want to encourage you to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror. Two videos I've made covering September 11th. I want you to get them. I want you to make 10 copies of them. It's very easy to do, and get them out to opinion makers, public officials, your friends, your family, your pastor. There's the book I've written on 9/11, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order that I published. There are so many great books and videos that we've produced. There's other great videos and books that we carry. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Secure Safe shopping cart, or call toll-free to get the films. I've made 10 films. They're $25.95 apiece, all over 2 hours long. Order three or more of any of the 10 titles. They drop down to $20 apiece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free order number. The operators can answer your questions there. 1-888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via our safe, secure shopping cart. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I want to thank all of you that have gotten the films, that have made copies, that have educated people. I know it's had a massive global effect. And I want to commend you. We've already saved a lot of lives just here in America, exposing the globalists in their lies. We have already saved so many lives. But we've got to expose that the globalists are deceiving us, that they are putting out propaganda, that their official story around 9/11 is a fraud, is a lie, is a scam. I mean, just their official story is impossible. And then we have the facts of who's behind it, official U.S. government plans to carry out terror attacks. That's why Eric Hufschmidt's video and DVD I carry is great, his book, Paul Watson's book. We're trying to save lives here. And if we don't, they're going to blow more stuff up. They said they're going to do it. All right, let's go ahead and take calls. Paula in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
I was so glad you had the professor on. I was hoping I wanted to ask him a question in reference to John Negroponte.
Yeah, he had to go. He had to go teach a class.
If he thought that he would be the next viceroy of Iraq.
Well, no, look, they're claiming there's no longer going to be a governor because we are appointing a new committee, but there's going to be this 3,000-man base, the same one that's the governorship now, run by the U.S. Ambassador Negroponte. So, yes, he is the governor.
Wow. Okay, now, my thought on Rumsfeld going to Iraq for that one day, that surprise visit, I believe that Rumsfeld went there to tell those people to shut up and to stop showing those pictures. And on the...
Well, they admit that they've... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then one more thing. You were also talking about the occult. On Gematria, that's what numerology is considered in the occult. And number nine... I remember someone calling and saying, well, I had looked this up too, but there were 911 days from the bombing of the trains in Spain from 9/11/01. And also...
But it just wasn't 911 days from 9/11. It was also on 3/11.
Right. Yes. Oh. And also now, September the 11th of 2001 to June the 6th of 2004 is 999 days, Alex. Number 9 means... completion in their numbers.
I know, they're totally obsessed with it. I mean, we don't believe in all of this, but they really do. I mean, how many presidents have you heard of, all the psychics in there and the people with numerology making decisions, you know,
right.
Clinton, Ronald Reagan. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
And I've been to Bohemian Grove. They're into the occult. I mean, they believe in this. You cannot ignore it. Third hour coming up with Paul Watson, warrior calls, and a bunch of news we haven't even gotten to yet. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.